Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Season 5, Episode of Lug Radio. My name is John O'Bacon, and I am the only presenter in the studio right now, because my three co-presenters, Stuart Langridge, Adam Sweet, and Chris Proctor, they're not here. I could suggest that they're lazy, work-shy peasants, of which I know all of you know that they are. But actually, this is a very special episode of Lug Radio. You see, the last episode we put out, which was Season 5, Episode 7, Inspirational Muppetational, well, we put that out and it's been doing quite well. And we realised that the next episode was going to we were going to have to record it over the Christmas period. And we then realised that actually there was no days when we could all make it. So we were in a bit of a pickle. So we thought, what can we do? We didn't really want to go for a month without putting an episode out. So we thought, well, why don't we take all of the stuff that we've recorded and not used in the episodes, and why don't we just make a big bag of shit that people can have to tide them over? So we've got some blooper reels and other bits and pieces that we're going to throw into this episode. So this is not a typical Lug Radio episode. This is by all means a very non-typical Lug Radio episode, but it will give you some stuff to listen to on your new MP3 players that you get for Christmas, or your new OG players that you get for Christmas, or your new FLAC players that you get for Christmas. Can you get FLAC players? I don't know, and I don't care. So anyway, the other thing I'd like to highlight is that this episode, like the last episode, and I believe the one before, is under a different license. It's under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike. Now, what this basically means is that you can take content in the show and you can mash it up. So you can cut bits out and put it on your website if you want to, so long as you assign attribution. And you can take little bits of the show and put it together in interesting and unique ways. We've changed our policy on this because we quite like the idea of people doing mashups, and we're actually going to try and relicense the entire Lug Radio back catalogue, but it's going to take us a while to do that. So anyway, this episode is available, and of course you can have lots of fun by creating completely fantastic situations and misrepresenting all four of us, such as this.
Hello.
Hello.
I really want to. Getting your cock out, striding over my cold, dead corpse.
It sounds brilliant.
I'm all for that, to be honest.
Harder.
I'd like to see you electrocuted four times every show.
Okay, want to see Adam's spuds? Want to see you lay splayed across the bed? One fucking spud hanging out of your boxers?
Shouldn't complain about being harshly treated.
No, frankly...
Just think of the potential, my freedom-loving friends. Oh, yes. Now, that I just did that in a little while, and that was from one segment in Lug Radio. That was from the email segment in the last episode. So there's bags of content out there, and when we relicense all the shows, there'll be loads of content for you to potentially get sued by us when we get our enormous team of lawyer monkeys on your backs. Anyway, we'd never do that. We're lovely people living in our little Lug Radio ivory tower. I just want to also highlight the fact that, of course, we have our Asus EEE that we want to give away in the Pimp My Lug Radio competition. Go to lugradio.org/pimpmylugradio and, creating mashups as an entry for that competition is a great way of entering. So go there, mash some stuff up, and you know what? I think we should kick this show off by maybe listening to some of the best bits of Season 5. Enjoy. Thank the good man himself for us being back.
We are back, and we are. Well, I am Stuart Langridge.
I am Jean O'Bacon.
I am Adam Sweet.
And I'm the new boy, Chris Proctor.
Yes, welcome.
You are.
Welcome to
a
Chris
hairy
Proctor.
Aid replacement.
Yes.
So, Chris Proctor's the new man on the show, right?
Yep.
And I think it's safe to say he's a bit of a fucking gimp.
Agreed. Harsh but fair.
Right.
I think, but
I don't know what you're laughing about, Adam. I expect this boot is descending in your direction as well.
The Amiga one.
Amiga emulator, the Commodore
emulator. MAME on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Sega emulators, the Spectrum emulators, Commodore
64. So it's for playing games from 15 years ago.
Yeah,
it's for that important demographic that's got a garage full of ROMs.
Well, which is basically me, because I absolutely adored my Spectrum, and I was still playing it probably 10 years ago.
I didn't realise you had a garage full of ROMs.
No, I don't have a Gary full of ROMs. I copied all.
Hang on a second. Let's dwell on this for a second.
I copied all of the tapes that I owned on, and all of my friends that he gave me because he doesn't want them anymore.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Be it!
Moving on.
Moving on. Please cut that bit out. Chris?
Yeah?
You found it, yeah?
No. You?
No. Where the fuck is it?
Can't find it anywhere. You guys?
Email from Derek Weber.
That's my man Weber.
Your man Weber?
Yeah, he's supposed to be pronounced Weber, right?
Does he wobble but
Weber.
Not fall down? Perhaps we ought to stick the boot in a bit.
Oh, no, perhaps we ought to cooperate because we're all friends in the open source community. So well done, Bert and Ernie. You're doing a very good job.
Yeah, yeah,
you haven't got rapist eyebrows at all. It's all on like.
They turn their thoughts to the most important question of all. Where the fuck is Enlightenment?
Okay, in a first for Lug Radio, we're going to be doing some lab research.
Lab research, yes it is, from Lug Radio Labs.
It's as if it, like, it legitimises it. It's like, you're not an animal.
The thing is, right, I'm almost speechless at the moment.
speechless with rage, aren't you?
I'm just sitting here shaking my head, going like, what the fuck are these people on, right? TuxTutorials.com is apparently somebody's name, and he posted, or she posted on the forums and said, thought I'd share my most recent tattoo with everybody, what do you think?
It is a he, he's called Chris,
and just scroll down a little.
It's ridiculous. Oh my god. I didn't realise it was a gnu as well.
Yep. Is that a leg or an arm?
Oh, it's, I don't know, it might be a neck.
If you look at the top of that photo where you've got it now, it looks like he's got two chin jowls poking down.
Only if he's it's only neck if he's the amazing giraffe boy.
Alright, enough best bits. To be honest with you, they're best bits up until the point where I got bored editing. I've been editing this show up to this point for about 3 hours now. So if you want to hear many of the best bits, you know, go and listen to the frickin' season. You know, it's all out there. It's on the internet. It's all free. Anyway, so let's move on. Bloopers. When we record Lug Radio, we fuck up all the time because we are inane idiots. And one of the benefits of being an inane idiot is that you generate a certain amount of blooper content. So whenever we screw up, I tend to plug the blooper bits and pieces into a separate project. And we've done 7 episodes so far, and I've got somewhere in the region of about 29 minutes of bloopers. So it just shows you how much we screw up. So just as an example, I thought it'd be interesting to show you as trying to record the end segment on the show, you know, just to say it's the end of the show. And this shows you how difficult it can be sometimes and how when you're in a room with 3 other idiots, it can sometimes take a long time to record a particular segment. So check it out. End of the show! I'm running out of ideas.
I haven't got anything new to say to that.
We're out. We should stop this, you know. Not only the recorder, I mean, just stop the radio. when you say cut it like that, I just think you mean, yeah, actually slit your throat.
Yeah, give it.
End of the show. Another show in the can. Oh, come on!
So I was expecting another Japanese or Mexican accent. I was really crestfallen when nothing came.
The word can always throws me.
I'll be in my trailer.
And that, listeners, was the end of the show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much to Havoc and Colin for an interesting interview.
Havoc, a man named after unparalleled destruction, but actually brings order to everything.
And his name's actually Robert, anyway.
Robert Pennington, slightly less impressive. It's like Fedder Mena Smith.
There's a bit on his website which says, my name's actually, you know, Robert whatever, Havoc Pennington. Yes, I've heard all the jokes you can possibly imagine about it. Shut up.
As you told.
Okay.
Guess it's goodbye.
It's pretty shit, isn't it, this?
Yes, it is.
I thought so.
Do 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 do
boo
do 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 do. I can't remember why that was funny.
You just got time. Did you just get a pube trapped in your foreskin and you moved in the wrong direction?
Skinny fucker pig.
Pig West!
Pig West! He's going! Quick, here we go! Clearly he did fuck a pig.
Why'd you call him a pig fucker?
Because
No.
We don't trust the word called Russell West, and every time you go, all I'm thinking is that song.
He wakes up and goes, "Oh, Mr. West," you go, "Did you fuck a pig?" Oh, no.
No, he can't.
It's the end of the show.
Pig West! So I was too busy physically stopping myself from saying time for the emails. Okay, end of the show. Another good show in the
cast. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much to Havoc and Colin for an interesting interview.
Cut.
Cut.
Do 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 do.
Pig, 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 pig West.
Pig, 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 pig West.
Rather close.
I just don't think you all look at one another and start laughing. End of the show and another show in the can, which is good. Havoc.
Colin.
I'm sorry. Do you know, it took us 28 takes to do an intro once.
Honestly, doesn't surprise me at all.
You should not greet that statement by any surprise.
No. God's honest truth, took us 28 takes. Aid almost walked out.
Oh my God. Do you think hacker shorthand for Pig West is Pwest? I pwested your system. Disgusting, I know. Yes, absolutely disgusting. Now, you may be wondering what this Pig West nonsense is. People who've been listening to Lug Radio for a while will be familiar with the fact that we have many, many in-jokes. People like, you know, things like the Chinny Raccoon and you know, the fact that Bruno's basically French and all these other bits and pieces and badges and all that kind of stuff. There's loads and loads of in-jokes. And for some reason, We have this in-joke called Pig West, and I'm going to try and explain it to you, and it's not going to be funny, because it's only funny if you're either Ack or me. And even Chris and Adam don't often, they pretty much don't get what it is as well. But basically, years and years ago, when I met Ack, for some reason, we were talking about wikis, and around the time, there was a film called Wild Wild West out with that annoying dick Will Smith in it. And the kind of the music from that was like, Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperado, that kind of thing. And I got this stuck in my head, and we were talking about wikis, and then suddenly I started going, Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperado. Okay, you kind of get the drift. Anyway, this kind of, in another conversation, we were talking about Fred West, who was a serial killer. So that turned into Diddy Killer Kid West, Fred West, Desperado. You see? We also had, I don't know if people outside England are going to get this, but Diddy Catch a Fish, Fish West, John West, Desperado. John West makes salmon, but like sell salmon. So there's been a theme of this. And we were referring to a certain individual in the open source community who shall remain nameless, and he's got the nickname in the Lug Radio crew as Pigfucker. And someone said, you know, why is he called Pigfucker? And the response was, well, he fucked a pig. And so for some reason we now have Diddy Fuck a Pig, Pig West Desperado. You see how stupid this is? Anyway, one time we decided that we would like to have a musical incarnation of the Pig West song, and we thought, you know, having musical abilities, all four of us, that means we have no musical ability, it'd be good to have something of a barbershop quartet. So I'm going to play you a blooper that we never put into the show, because we realised it wasn't going to be funny to anybody outside the room. You know, but this is the bag of shit, so this is the kind of stuff we want. This is the Lug Radio team trying to sing the Pig West song.
Life of me, what we're going to do with
it. Right, you start, right?
This can't possibly go into a show.
It doesn't matter.
This is at the end of a train of about 9 inches.
So.
Diddy fuck a pig. Diddy fuck a pig.
So you mistake me for someone who has any musical talent whatsoever.
Diddy fuck a pig.
So try that.
Diddy fuck a pig. Fuck a pig.
Diddy fuck a pig.
That's
exactly right.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Perfect. Right.
And then you'd be
Diddy fuck a
pig. Pig West.
That's what we're aiming for.
All right.
Diddy fuck a pig.
I can't believe we're doing
this. I can't believe we've been doing this for the last 10 minutes.
This is why we never get shows recorded.
We get off. This right here. I quite like to go home.
No, come on, let's do it. We're going to get it right this time, Adam. Fucking suck in your guts, guys. We're the Ghostbusters.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Diddy fuck a pig. West.
Pig West. Desperado. Where does it go after that?
Pig West! Diddy fuck a pig!
Pig West! And then what do you do?
Pig.
Pig.
So you want to go all drum and bass then, don't you?
Pig. Pig. Pig West!
And the pig says bow selector.
Diddy fuck.
Right. We're doing it again.
Yeah. Well, we haven't actually got anything yet.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Pig West.
Yeah, we all need to go, don't we, when you do the thing.
Right, okay.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Diddy fuck a pig.
Pig West.
Pig West.
Pig West.
Pig West.
Pig West.
Do your pig West.
Pig.
Where am I starting? Diddy fuck a pig. Diddy fuck a pig.
Pig West.
Pig West.
Keep it going.
Oh.
Pig West.
Pig West.
Pig West.
Yeah, you need a pig West. Well, there we go. I don't think you two have got anything to worry about, that's for sure. I hope that cleared up some of the mystery surrounding Pig West. It probably didn't, because there isn't a mystery surrounding Pig West. And even if there were, I suspect that did not clear up anything. Some people are no doubt going to ask questions about Pig West, and you know about as much as we do. We smoke a very special kind of crack in the Lug Radio studio. Incidentally, some people, I want to qualify something. A lot of people seem to think that we're drunk when we record the show. We're not. We tried to say this, but people don't believe us. We're not drunk when we record the show. We did one episode. Well, we did one segment in an episode at New Year, and we were drunk, and it was rubbish. So we have not done it since. We leave drinking to the outside the walls of the Lug Radio studio. Anyway. In most episodes, we don't get that much of a chance to say thank you to certain people and to give the excellent Lug Radio community a bit of a pimping. So I want to spend a couple of minutes just going through this because I love the word community and I love the Lug Radio community. So first of all, obviously, lugradio.org is where you can find the show and you can find us posing in boy band pictures. They're supposed to be metal pictures, incidentally. But you should absolutely first of all, go to forums.lugradio.org. Just put my teeth back in. It's a hugely vibrant community that's been going for a long time, since the start of the show, in fact. Surprise. A bunch of regulars hang out there. Discussion about what's in the show, all kinds of different subjects. You can suggest stuff that goes in the show there as well, and there's talk about Lug Radio Live. So go there. You should also go to the #LugRadioIRC channel, which is on Freenode. And there's usually about 100 people in there at any one time. Again, lots of fun discussion going on there. A lot of the regulars in there, people such as Mr. Ben and Zalia and Neuro and Popey and various other people. Dave too, weirdo that he is. Go there. And they obviously don't just talk about the show, but they talk about the show part of the time and talk about all kinds of different subjects. It's a great place to be. You should also go to clan.lugradio.org for multiplayer gaming. I believe that happens every Sunday. You should go to quotes.logradio.org, which is the quotes database. So fun and amusing quotes from the from IRC are posted to the quotes database, which is fantastic. You should go to planet.logradio.org, where there is a bunch of blogs aggregated from the presenters, past and present, and people who listen to the show. They have their blogs posted there. You should also go to planet.logradio.org/facts. This is the Lug Radio Facts page. And this is basically a big database of lies about the show. anybody can add facts there. And yeah, there's some amusing and especially incorrect stuff there. It's great fun. Just go there and keep refreshing the page. That's pretty good stuff. And then, of course, Lug Radio Live is our event. And we like to think of it as a combination of a rock concert and a computer conference. It's lots of fun, very informal, very loose, some great speakers, some great exhibitors. So you if you've not been there, you have to go there. So go there. And, of course, in 2008, it's a big year for Lug Radio Live because we're going to be running it again in the UK and we're going to be running it in the US in San Francisco. So it's going to be a big event and we're absolutely pulling out all the stops for this next year. It's going to be... You know, we're rethinking everything. It's going to be a great year to go to Lug Radio Live in the UK or the US. And of course, our good friends on the Hash Lug Radio podcast. This is the podcast about Lug Radio. So go to planet.lugradio.org/hashlugradio, as in the word hash, Lug Radio, all one word. And they release every couple of weeks. And They've made some really great progress, you know. They like every podcast does, you know. They start out, it's a little bit ropey, and it's progressively got better. And they're doing a fantastic job, even though they do bitch about it sometimes. But you know, that's what it's all about. Big thank you to Trig from Line 3, I think it is, for hosting the forums. Big thanks again to Bite Mark for providing us with an audio mirror and just invaluable support throughout the years. And of course, thanks to our huge mirror network, people who host the shows each time we release. We'd be bleeding lost without you lot, so mucho thanks there. And of course, not wanting to get too much, like, I'd like to thank the Academy. Thanks to all of the listeners for keeping with us, sticking with us. We know that we're not particularly conventional, and we know that we can often talk bollocks, and we can often talk over each other, and we can often talk shite. We realize all of these flaws are present and correct, and at 5 seasons in, many of them aren't leaving yet. So thanks for sticking with us, and we look forward to the next year being a great year for Lug Radio and everybody involved. So finishing up on this bizarre kind of concoction of shit, I figured I'd go through the bloopers reel and pull out a bunch of amusing clips. Well, I find them amusing. Whether you do or don't, it's really pretty insignificant to me. It's 1:46 in the morning here. I've been to a gig tonight. I went to see Job for a Cowboy in Birmingham. They were a bit rubbish, but they were supported by the Black Dahlia Murder, and they were pretty good. But you didn't need to know that. But anyway, bloopers reel is coming forth right now. Have a great Christmas. Have a great New Year. See you in 2008.
Season 4 was last season.
God.
Oops.
You haven't got
Herb. Herb, Nerb, fucking Herb. You fucking Herb, Nerb.
There are to be no Herb Nerbs in this episode. None. A joke that only works once. No more Herb Nerbs.
Episode 4 of Season 5 of Lug Radio.
It's Episode 5.
Is it?
I was going really well.
You knocked it when I was going mid-flow. Episode 4, Bo Chicka Chicka Wow of Lug Radio.
Can I kill him now?
Episode 4 of the Bo Chicka Chicka Wow of Season 5 of Bo Chicka Chicka Wow Wow.
You know what, right?
I'm stuck in a really, really short-term version of Groundhog.
Who are you guys?
I'm Chris Proctor.
Who am I? Who the fuck are you?
This is sounding very,
in my house.
This is sounding very stilted, isn't it?
A little bit.
Hello, who are you? My name's Captain James McNubworthy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to season 5 of episode 5 of episode season 5 of the Great Year. You know, it all went a bit downhill towards the end. Laddies and gentlemen. Right. Lady boys and gentlemen.
No.
No.
Sorry. Would you like to clear the black lung before we start recording?
I'm sorry, I've been having pneumonic plague. You'll find it just under your desk there. It came out.
Blooper reel's getting some juice on this episode.
Welcome to the show. We've got lots to talk about today.
We have got an awful lot to talk about, Shay.
Well,
I fucking suck, don't I?
My name's... clearly not important right now.
Just say it and then ask us who we are.
Welcome to Log Radio Top Trumps, and in this episode we're going to be looking at the same 5 categories that they looked in the last episode and assessing...
I'm getting really fucking bored of hearing you say this.
He's assessing somebody on the same 5 criterion that we selected in the last 5 things, and Act doesn't look very happy with me saying criterion. It's a games company. Fuck off.
So that's the name of his friend.
So the first criterion is freedom crusading. Do they crusade towards fuck ups like I'm doing right now? On their top trump scores. So the first top trump ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't even...
The Linux Action Show looking for presenters.
Well, I'm very sorry.